27-year-old Miguel Luna Perez is at the center of a case at the Supreme Court today. He is deaf, and the case is about his time at Sturgis Public Schools in southern Michigan years ago. Here's his lawyer, Roman Martinez, today.
For 12 years, Sturgis neglected Miguel, denied him an education, and lied to his parents about the progress he was allegedly making in school. This shameful conduct permanently stunted Miguel's ability to communicate with the outside world.
The school system does not seem to dispute Perez's story, but it is disputing the legal remedies his family can pursue in a case that could affect the legal options available to students with disabilities and their families. Mark Walsh is a contributing writer who covers the Supreme Court at Education Week. He's in Washington. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Deepa.
So, Mark, Miguel Luna Perez attended Sturgis Public Schools in southern Michigan through 2016. His lawyers say he was assigned a teaching aide who didn't know sign language. What do we know about how he was being taught and treated at school?
So, what we know from his lawsuit, and these are his allegations, not fully tested in court yet, but that he was not being provided adequate sign language interpretation. He was provided an educational aide who tried to teach herself a form of sign language to help him, and they could actually communicate with each other. But as it turns out, he could not communicate very well with fellow students and teachers and the outside world.
And what was his education level then when he finished his time at Sturgis?
So according to, you know, information in the record in this case, he was reading and writing at about a first to third grade level, at best a third grade level. And as psychologists who analyzed him, evaluated him, said he had suffered, you know, extreme linguistic deprivation, just not able to communicate.
And this is at age 20.
Correct. This was, you know, even beyond normal age for leaving high school.
At age 20, he's testing at a first to third grade reading level. Now, the issue in front of the Supreme Court has to do with what happened next. The family filed a complaint in 2017 with the Michigan Department of Education based on two acts, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, known as IDEA, and the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. Briefly, Mark, can you explain the difference between those two acts?
Sure. So IDEA is all about improving educational services to students with disabilities. So that could be aids and different things in the classroom and so forth. The Americans with Disabilities Act is a broader anti-discrimination law. And the critical difference here is that the ADA includes the possibility of money damages, compensation for the harms that you've had. The IDEA does not have that.
Got it.
It's all about educational services.
And in this case before the Supreme Court, that's what's at issue because the parents are seeking some compensatory damages under ADA, but it's said that they already have recourse through their IDEA complaint, which put Miguel into a special school for the deaf. So what are the family seeking damages for?
Well, again, so the educational relief is what they got out of their IDEA complaint, but they're also seeking damages for emotional distress that Miguel suffered, for economic harms that he appears can be set back in his lifetime for quite a while. And the question is whether they needed to go further in exhausting in completing this administrative process before they could go to court. They are allowed to go to court to seek these ADA claims, but the big question is kind of a technical one, but whether they need to have exhausted their administrative proceedings.
So Miguel Luna Perez is in his late 20s. Do we know how he's doing now? Is he still in school? Does he work?
So Miguel graduated from the Michigan School for the Deaf in June of 2020. And he did so with a high school diploma, something he wasn't going to get from Sturgis High School. He studied construction and building trades type of things there and is interested in that, although he says he wishes he could have gone to college and that seems unrealistic for him now. And he is living in Michigan with one of his siblings. Says he is not working right now, but would like to be.
And I guess that might be where some of that compensatory damage comes in. If he's not able to go to college, he might have a different future going forward. Mark Walsh is a contributing writer at Education Week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Deepa.